We're in Netzivot Shalom, Ma'amar Chamishi in Rosh Hashanah, Ashrei Am Yodei Tshua, Kol HaShofar, Kesher Ne'alam, Min Kutsha Brichu V'Yisrael. This is our third shir on the piece, and we're on page Kuf Chaf Dalid, second paragraph, which is on the bottom of the page, Odi Shlamar. Everybody at the spot? Excellent. Odi Shlamar Pirush Se'usha Arim Roshechem V'Nasu Pitchei Olam. We can also say, understand the pasuk, which we say often during the year, but also we emphasize particularly on Rosh Hashanah, Se'u sha'arim Moshechem, that the gates should open up, v'nasu pitchei olam, and the entryways should also open up, v'roshei tevot shofar, that the roshei tevot of this pasuk, of this phrase, is shofar, the beginning of the first letter of each word. When you take them and put them together, creates the word shofar. Al pi hamuva le'el miran bi. I don't know what safer he's referring to. Is it called doing an alino? Se'usharim roshechem elu midot hamoach. The idea of se'usharim roshechem, that the gates or the head gate should open up, that's the mida of the moach, of the mind. V'nashu pitchei olam elu midot halev. And the second type of gates that are opening up, that's the midot halev, that we're opening up our mind and our heart. Dahainu, shofar poteach et kol sha'arei midot hamuach u'midot halev. That the shofar opens up all of the gates of the midot of the mind and of the heart. V'yavo melech hakavod. Then the melech hakavod can come in. Az HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashret shechinato b'Yehudi u'v'chol evarav. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can rest his shechina on every Jew, on every single Aver, on every single part of the Jew's body. K'mo dichtiv v'shachanti b'tocham. That I will dwell amongst you, shehem kod sheyeh kadosh shochein betocho. That kedusha will be shochein within that person, meaning that the shofar is able to open us up. We talked about all the last time how the shofar is the cry that comes out, the deep cry that comes out that only a Kadosh Baruch Hu understands. The connection between the parent and the child. It's the connection between the two lovers. That it's the connection between these two people saying something that only each one can understand. That one needs to open up oneself on all levels. And the two basic primary levels of a person at their essence are the mind and the heart. We're always working to try to open up the mind and the heart. The women have a more natural inclination for doing so. Men have a more difficult time doing so. That's why men have to wear tefillin every morning. One keneged the lev, one that's facing toward the heart. That's why it's wrapped around the arm and facing the heart. One that's on the mind is to open up the mind and the heart. Women have a more natural inclination toward an openness of mind and an openness to spirituality, an openness to emotional connection, an openness to relationship. And there's a natural inclination toward those things. They don't need that reminder. They don't need that explicit mitzvah. But those are the two things that need to open up in order to begin a relationship. Relationship itself, which is defined by communication. Communication is the heart and soul of relationship itself. So for a man, they're putting on tefillin right before they start to daven. Meaning, you can't really have a conversation unless you open up. When we say by tefillah, Ezu hi avodah shevalev, havi omer zel tefillah on the first daf of Masechet Ta'anit. What is avodah shevalev? What does it mean? V'varach et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. What does it mean b'chol levavcha? It's serve God with all of your heart. Ezu hi avodah shevalev, says the Gemara. What does it mean, service of the heart? The Gemara answers, havi omer zel tefillah. One needs to work. One needs to work at relationship. Tefillah is avoda. Tefillah is not simple. I remember one time I was in a particular Beit Midrash, and I was talking to one of the top guys in the Beit Midrash. I very often did not see eye to eye with others in the Beit Midrash, generally speaking. We tend to have different opinions and perspectives on Avodas Hashem. And this particular person, I was curious, like, why he was learning during Tefillah, he wasn't emphasizing Tefillah, Tefillah didn't seem to be a priority for him. And I was really, really shocked by his answer. He said to me point blank, and I think this is the perspective that a lot of people have, he said, davening is hard, and learning from me is much easier, so I prefer to learn. And it was such a painful response. It shows the disconnect that we often have in our learning, talking about opening up the mind and the heart before we get into real relationship. It means that that individual could have sat in the Beit Midrash for years and learned that amud of Masechet Ta'anit, where the person is putting all of their kochot into, and for a guy in Gemara, his whole life, and learn Eizuhi Avoda Shebelev Havi Omer Zotfila, and ignore it, basically. It doesn't matter that you're putting your iyun into it if you're not thinking about it and internalizing it. What does it mean? It's good that it's hard, because it's supposed to be work. Tefillah is work. Relationship is work. Having a real open dialogue and open communication is work. It's not something that's simple. It takes a lot of training to properly communicate. It takes a lot of work to really express oneself. It takes a lot of work, both in terms of really opening up, really allowing oneself to let one's guard down, really allowing oneself, dvarim hayotzim min halev, nichnasim el halev, says the Gemara. Words that come out of the heart go into the heart. To actually open up and say something that can actually penetrate another person in that way. And to open up in a way that you can be hit back by their words. In a way where you're really open in the mind and in the heart. That's an avoda. That takes time, that takes work, that takes effort, that takes energy. That's the heart and soul of a relationship. We're defined as human beings by our capacity to communicate. Right? In the levels of creation, there's domem, tzomeach, chai, and medaber. Inanimate objects, plant life, animal life, and human beings. Human beings which are defined as medaber, our ability to speak. It's the unique capacity of humanity. According to our traditions, the fact that we can communicate with each other, which is another way of saying that we're relationship-based species, we're relationship-based creation. There's a lot more to back that up, and we'll talk about that in terms of the Kodesh HaKadoshim when we get into Vayikra and later parts of the year. That's very much the heart and soul of who we are, is a relationship-based creations. We're meant to relate. But the heart and soul of relationship is speech. We're medaber, we're speaking creatures. That's how it happens. I often wonder, I think this came up last, I've been thinking about it a lot since it came up last year, I think it came up last year in the Netivot Shalom Chabura actually, that the first time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us his nation in the most explicit way is when he begins to communicate with us and he gives us the Aseret HaDibrot. He opens up his relationship with us with Dibor. Then he can say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzicha Me'eretz Yisrael. Then we can start defining the context of that relationship. This is B'derech HaAfshar. I've never seen this written anywhere, but we were talking about it last year, and to me it makes a tremendous amount of sense. That could be another layer to Aseret HaDibrot. Specifically through Dibor, he begins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins our relationship as a nation through Dibor. He begins his relationship with reality, with the Aseret Ma'amarim, through speech. But that idea of the relationship happening through speech. But the only way to really have communication is with an openness of mind and heart. That's a dialogue. That's communication. If one's not open, that's again, that's why for men, putting on the tefillin in the morning makes the most sense. You're about to daven. But for a woman, what that means is there's a more innate capacity, but it doesn't require any less ignition on one's part to make that happen. They just don't need the overt physical sign to make that happen. But we all need to open up our minds and our hearts when we begin to daven. Or there's no dialogue. There's no communication. There's no tefillah. There's no tefillah. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to go on. I've often also reflected on the fact that there's this concept that I've heard. I've never seen it written down anywhere. That the concept that that lihit palel means to daven, and lihit palel is reflexive. So really, davening is about working on oneself. And I found that to not resonate with me totally. I found that to be cheapening the fact that we are actually relating to the infinite. I think it takes the relationship out of it. And I often thought about that. This is something I thought about for a very long time, for many, many years, which is, how do you say to get married in Hebrew? Lehit chatein. It's also in hit pael. Why? Because it's the other half of yourself. And when one comes into a marriage, it's reflexive. It's bin adam la'atzmo, so to speak. Once somebody very special in my life who gave me some adracha before I got married, he asked me, is marriage bin adam la'makom, bin adam la'chavero, bin adam la'atzmo? And so I said, it's bin adam la'chavero, it's you and another person. He said, no, you need to begin to think about the fact that marriage is bin adam la'atzmo. It's your other half. You're giving to yourself by giving to the other person. That's the truest v'hafta l'reach ha'kamocha that you can have in your life. Is to truly give to that other person and to recognize that fully see somebody else in the same way that you see yourself, in a selfish way, to look at yourself in a selfless way and to begin to switch modes. What is Lehit Palel? you're davening, it's an internal process because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is inside of us. But we're talking, we're speaking to, we're relating to the godly aspect that's inside of us and recognizing that we're in an intimate, complete, unified relationship in the same way that you're in a marriage. It's the same reflexive verb. It's me and another person, but 1 + 1 = 1. That's tefillah. That's real tefillah. That's real avodah shebalev. And it takes a lot of work. In our relationship to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in relationship with the marriage, none of this comes easy. None of it comes easy. But it was always meant to be a work. It was always meant to be a job. And to open up on all aspects, but particularly the moach and the lev. And the shofar is coming to do the same thing. The shofar is coming to do this very thing. We talked about last time how the son and the king are so far away from each other, and it's the one time where they break through all of the mechitzot and fully reconnect and show that they're connected to each other, the father and the son, the king and the prince, the parent and the child. So too here, the shofar is breaking down all those barriers, but allowing us to really connect. Because I'm opening up my mind and my heart. And that's what he's getting into here. Once we open up the mind and the heart, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu mashreh shchinato biyudi, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu can rest his shchina on a Jew. V'chol lev harav, kimo dichtiv. V'shachanti b'tocham, v'chulei, sheyeh kadosh shochem b'tocho, like we've said before. Nimsa sha shofar, botzeach et kol ha-she'arim. We see that shofar is opening up all of the she'arim. That's why the roshei tevot of se'u she'arim roshechem v'natzchu pitzchei olam. That's why the beginning of those words are opening up the gates. It's hinting to the shofar. Because the shofar is what's opening up those gates. Botzeach et kol ha-she'arim. We mean midot ha-moach, midot ha-lev, whether it's the mind or the heart. And even down to opening up that one's body is fully engaged in service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, fully ready to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the point where all the way down to the farthest reaches of one's physical self, not just my heart and my emotions, not just my brain and my mind, my body itself, my hands, my feet, my physical, my goof, it's all sitting there and ready as a vessel to receive Hashrat Hashchinah. To receive all Malchut Shamayim, that I'm letting a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus totally rest within me, that I become a vessel, a funnel, to be Megaleh Kvod Shamayim, to Megaleh the Malchus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, because I've totally opened myself up, my floodgates are open, and I'm filled with godliness, and I'm a reflection of godliness in this world, as only I can reflect godliness in this world, as only I can refract the light of godliness in this world. But I'm opening myself up to do that. I need to be open to do that. I can't shine the light out if I can't let the light in. And the shofar is a cry to begin to open up. Kinei ha'onesh ha'kaved biyotir le'ish yudi, the greatest punishment that a Jew can have, hu biyoto natun b'miskarim, is when a person is in a place where they're totally closed off. Shal yidei zeh mivakesh. David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Hotzia Mimiskar Nafshi. I think it's David HaMelech Alav HaShalom. The David HaMelech says, take my soul out of its confinement. That Yish Matzavim Shu Sagor Umisugar Mikol Ha'avarim. That there's times in a person's life where they feel totally closed off from any way of coming out. There's no crossing. There's no way to get out. Mocho atum ve'ino margish elokut. The mind is totally cut off and can't feel any godliness. We all, unfortunately, have moments in our lives where we totally feel like we're isolated, where there's no godliness in our lives. We feel isolated. Libo eino margish elokut. My mind feels cut off. I can't think spiritually. My heart is cut off. I don't feel spirituality in my life. I don't know where God is. I can't find Him. I don't know what's going on. We all have those moments. Evarav inam argishim elokut. My body certainly doesn't feel godliness. Kol kulo meruchag menu yitbarach shmo. Our whole essence, our whole body, our whole being feels separate from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam behagia hayamim hakedoshim shemetzapim lahem kol hashana hu mesugar. And even at a time it could happen to us, this very kadosh time that we're waiting for, that we're longingly waiting for all year, we could feel closed off. V'chol tikuto utfilato. And then the person told tefillah is just a tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me out of this closed off place. Let me find a way out. This is all the work of the Sitra Achra, of the Yitzer Hara, of the Satan. This is all the work of the negative forces which are trying to cover up and divide between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Leval yargish et avinu shabash shamayim, to not feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, to not feel the love that a parent shows a child, that a spouse shows another spouse, to not feel that love that's being showered down by Kadosh Baruch Hu at this particular point in time. He's trying to cut us off. He's trying to put there, and he's holding up blinders, he's holding up blinds that are cutting off that ray of light from entering into me. And I feel like I'm totally cut off, I feel like I'm in the darkness. Leval yargish et avinu bashamayim, v'kol ha-shofar bokea et kol ha-she'arim halalu l'hotzi nefesh yudim miskar. The kol shofar is able to break through all gates to bring out a Jew's soul from its place where it's isolated. To bring it out. If a person attunes oneself to the shofar, if the Baal Tokeh is kadosh, if the Baal Tokeh is tahor, if a person opens up one's ears to listen to the kol ha-shofar and let it penetrate from the depths of their soul and recognize that my soul was already connected to the shofar, because that shofar, even the person who's making the bracha, they're being motzi me. It's like I'm blowing the shofar myself. It's my cry. I'm opening up my ears to hear my own cry of the shofar. It could take me out of the greatest depths to open up and to really hear the shofar, to really hear the cry of the shofar. I think this example might have been in one of the other chaburot. We were talking about, like, what does it mean to really hear the cry of the shofar? Like, I think especially after this summer, that it's something which is more easy to relate to. Like, imagine somebody living in Eretz Yisrael when the siren goes off. You jump. You jump and you run to a safe place. Anybody who's either watched it or experienced it or heard about it from somebody else, you hear that blast, you hear that cry, you hear that siren, and you jump. You're in true fear. Something might happen. You recognize your life is on the line. And I think it's actually really beautiful that what do? When we talked about this, I think it was in the Parsha Chabura. You run to a place where you're safe. I would say that the parallel could be what we're trying to accomplish with Shani Yom Kippur and then eventually bringing us to Sukkot. You run to a place of Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's your Miklat. That's your Miklat in life. You run to your Kodesh HaKadoshim. You run to your safe place. You run to Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. You run to Vishachati Pitocham. You hear that cry of the shofar. You open up your lathe. You open up your Kodesh HaKadoshim. You open up your Mishkan. You let that sound really enter you and open you up. And you run to your Kodesh HaKadoshim. You run to your Miklat. It's the safest place we have, is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what all of L'David is about. Think about, read the Psukim of L'David when you say them twice a day, whenever twice a day you say them, depending on your minhag. Right, when you say them twice a day, when you're saying L'David, it's all about how you're only safe when you're with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're walking into your Yichud, you're walking into your Kodesh HaKadosh, you're walking into your Miklat with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing can stop you, nothing can penetrate. But that requires you opening, that requires you hearing the sound, opening up the Miklat, and going to the Miklat. Being attuned to it, turning on our receptors to hear the sound of the shofar for real and open up and hear that and to go to that place. V'zeu pirush su shari moshechem v'nasu pitche olam. This is the meaning of open up your gates and open up your two different types of gates. It's time to just clarify exactly what that phrase means. There are two different types of gates. Let's find out at least one shot explanation of what the two types of gates are. Says, raise up your heads, O gates, and be uplifted, you everlasting entrances. But that was the same idea, but at least it's not murky anymore. Yeah? I don't know what the difference between gates and entrances are necessarily. I mean, a gate, mistam, is in front of an entrance, and that's why they would be moving more internally over the course of the pasuk. Tof. וזהו פירוש שיעור שערי מושכם ינסו בתחי עולם, הינסו מפני כל השופר הפורץ את כל המסקרים, open up in front of the sound of the shofar, which is able to break through any closing off, umavkiat kol mechitzot, and can penetrate all mechitzot, all dividers and mesachim and any covers. I'm abdilin the dvaras naKadosh Baruch Hu. The al yidei zev ayavo melech hakavod. This will allow Kadosh Baruch Hu to come, the King of Glory to come. The King of Glory, sheyashuv lehargish et Hashem yiparach, that he can come back and feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu in one's life again. Vaz memela yamtiku et kol adinim. Then automatically, all of the judgments on Rosh Hashanah will become sweetened. Asher kol mitziutam, he rak be'et sheish mesachim avdilim. Because the only time where there's any din on us is when we feel distant. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks us to find him in our lives, see the relationship. We'll come back to this in a second, and if not, then we don't feel it. We feel the hiding, we feel the cover, we feel the distance. Ukemoshe matzinu bihiratzon sheomrim kodem atkiot, as we see in the hiratzon, we say before the tkiot, shekulot tfilot lishaber at hamesachim mavdilim, that they're all tfilas. Every tkiya, every sound blow of the shofar is to break down all the dividers between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, you think about it even on, again, I like to always bring it down to a human level in relationships. A, because it's good to already be thinking about relationships in a deep way, and B, because it's our paradigm for our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But you think about it, when two people are in a positive relationship, it takes a lot of work to keep the relationship good. Relationships don't stay good on their own. The interesting thing is a free ride. Right? That's every nursery rhyme is evil. Kayadua. One of the ones that surprised me most when somebody pointed out to me, like one of the most seemingly innocuous ones, is one of the most sinister ones. Row your boat. What's row your boat? Row your boat gently down the stream. Row the boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Seems like a very nice nursery rhyme. It sounds like a great song. It sounds like everything's nice, peaceful, beautiful, wonderful. The answer is, of course it is. Which way does the stream go? Does it go upstream or downstream?
General.
Streams go downstream. So why are you rowing? You don't need to row. If you go and just let life take you and pretend by rowing, you pretend that you're taking control of your life, then life will be but a dream. Life isn't real. Life isn't actually happening. You're letting life pass you by. It's a song that's basically telling you not to take control of your own life, but to pretend that you're taking control of your own life. Life is meant to be actual real work. It's meant to be real work. In a relationship, if you take the relationship and let it glide gently down the stream, it's not going to go anywhere. There always needs to be active work. There always needs to be active work in a relationship. And if one stops putting the active work into the relationship, what happens? There's a breakdown. Things move apart. In our world, we unfortunately look at that breakdown in relationship, and many people will say, okay, the relationship isn't working. It didn't go merrily, 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 merrily. My life is not but a dream. It's turning into a nightmare. All I want to do is wake up, so I'm going to walk away. And so many people in this world that we live in just walk away because we're not trained to work on our relationships. The idea is no. What happens when there's a break? That break isn't because the two people love each other any less. When they start to fight, when they start to feel the friction, because they stop putting in the work, but then they start feeling friction. What does the friction indicate? That something's wrong in the relationship. It's a wake-up call within the relationship that it's time to start to reconnect. If one looks at arguments in a relationship, breaks in a relationship, fights in a relationship, in a marriage, if one looks at those as opportunities to recognize that we've in some way moved apart, we haven't put in the work in this area in the way that we need to, and this is an opportunity to take advantage of, to start talking again, to start opening up our hearts again, for usually what it comes down to is, I'm not getting what I want, and you're not getting what you want, and you're angry that you're not getting what I want, and I'm not angry that I'm not getting what I want. I saw it a certain way, I had a certain set of expectations, you saw it a certain way, you had a certain set of expectations, they didn't meet, and now I'm upset, and so are you. And it becomes a relationship of taking instead of giving. What do we need to do? Open up the mind. Open up the heart. Dvarim hayotzim min halev, nichnasim el halev. Open up my heart and start to tell you what I really think and feel. To explain to you where I'm at, not to yell at you. Not to come down on you, to explain where I'm at. Maybe you'll open up in here. And then you could start speaking from your heart and telling me what you're feeling, and I can hear what you hear. And we can start to draw back together again. We can start to pull it back together. But distance, anger, negativity, what he's calling your own shim, or whatever the negativity may be, one can look at it as a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is turning to us and saying, there's a breakage here. There's something wrong. When I showered everything upon you, when I gave you all the brachot, you pretended I wasn't there. You forgot that I was there. So I'm going to take myself away. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to turn my back. I'm going to cover my face. Right? Hastarat panim. I'm going to cover my face. See what happens when I'm really not there. And let's see what the nature of our relationship is then. And it's an opportunity to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mashal that's given, the very beautiful mashal, is a father and a child. This is it's given by Rashi, I think, by Amalek, which is when all of these issues come up in terms of Hesar Panim and Aras Panim. I think Rashi gives this mashal that a father and a son are walking down the beach, and the father takes the son and puts him on his shoulders to carry him, and somebody walks by, and he says to the man, the son on the shoulders says to the man, "Have you seen my father?" And the father takes him off the shoulders and puts him down, and a snake bites him. It's not the intent. The idea is that if the father is saying, if you don't recognize that I'm carrying on my shoulders, then what's the point? There's no relationship here. If I put you down for a minute, see what happens. See what happens when we're not in a relationship. It's not meant as, it's a natural repercussion. It's not meant to be a punishment. It's a natural repercussion. You're on the ground. You're no longer protected by me. What happens? You get bitten up? Something happens? I'm telling you, all I want to do is put you on my shoulders. But all I'm asking is that you hug me while you're on my shoulders. And recognize that I'm holding you on my shoulders. But if you forget the relationship, then what's the point? Then we've missed the whole point of carrying on my shoulders in the first place. All the brachos don't mean anything. If you're going to eat, if the way it's put in Ha'azinu in next week's Parsha, if I give you food and plenty and you eat and you grow fat and you forget God, then what was the point? If you go and I give you food and you eat healthy and you eat with Kedusha and you eat in a way where you say a bracha before and an afterward and you eat and you say Hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisparach Shimcha B'fiko Chai Tamidu Lam Va'ed, you give a Hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole point. But if not, what happens? Let's see what happens when I stop giving you food. Will you turn to me? Will you recognize that I was the one who gave you food the whole time? I just want you to come back. I want you to recognize that there's a break. And to start talking again. Then Yisparach Shim Kapavi Kol Chai, to start talking again. To open up the dialogue again. That's what he's hinting to over here, I think. Last paragraph, we'll finish up with this. We'll finish up the piece before Rosh Hashanah. Ve'im heim adivrei HaZohar HaKadosh. This is the very words of the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshat Pinchas al Pasuk. Ashrei ha'am yod'ei trua. Happy or praiseworthy is the nation that knows the sound of the trua. Lokativ shom'ei trua. It doesn't say those who hear the trua. O tok'ei trua, or who blow the sound of the trua. El yod etrua, those who know the trua. Elu Yisrael diadin razin ilain the trua, those who know the deep secrets of the trua. It's not just a sound. It's not just a mitzvah. We talked about this before. It's the chavivut that we pour into the tkiat shofar. It's the chavivut that it brings about, the loving relationship that it brings out. Kemo dichtiv truam b'shevet barzel kichli yotzer tenaftzeim. That those who know the secrets of the Trua, they're able to see the light of the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and walk in His ways. They come closer to Him and are able to embrace the aura of His Panim, are able to, the opposite of Hester panim, Isaaras panim, that they're able to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face, to feel His light, to feel His warmth, to feel His closeness. Those are able, who are zochah, to see the light of the face of the King, of the everlasting King, of the eternal King, the aura of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning to see the real depth of the shofar, not just to hear the shofar, to know intimately. Right, the first time we see that, one of the first times you daat in Torah is the beginning of Perek Daled, Adam yadat chava ishto. When man knew his wife Chava, it doesn't mean that he knew her. It meant that they had an intimate relationship. The two became one. 1 + 1 = 1. They had an intimate relationship that produced a child. In that pasuk, it produced a child. There was a deep connectivity. There was a complete connection and conjoining of two people. In a way where two become one. We're yod etrua. We're not shom etrua. The trua is part of us. We know it so intimately that it's a part of who I am. It's a piece of myself. That's yod etrua. That's what makes us praiseworthy. That's what makes us ashrei ha'am yod etrua. Who can mevoar shatrua mishaberet et kolam achomot v'mesachim v'mavdilim? That the trua is able to break down all of the walls and all of the covers and all of the everything that distances us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilshon trua b'shevet barzel kechli yotzer tenafzim. Through this, that they're the ones who know the Trua, that they're able to break down all of the dividers. nifkachim enehem, they're able to open up their eyes, lirot be'or elokut, to really see the light of God, uve'or panecha yalechun, and to walk in the way of God. Ki kol ma sheyudi b'choshech, that any time a person's in darkness, hu machamat ha-mesachim ha-mavdilim ha-masirim ba'ado, milirot elokutoi barach shemo. When a Jew is in darkness, it's all because of these dividers from the Sitra Achra, from the Yitzhar Hara, from the Satan. All of these things are dividing us and blocking that light out, which are closing us off from seeing the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al derek shoroim ba'olam ha'asiya, shedargat ha'chashivut ha'elyona b'bri'a, hi l'shamish, l'shemesh ha'makrina, or b'chol pinot u'machanot. We see in this world, in the Lama Asiya, the importance and the loftiness of the creation of the sun, whose rays of light spread to all corners and all places on the land, to all dwelling places. Ki kol makom she'in or ha-shemesh magia l'sham, hanivan sholet sham. There's any place where the sun doesn't shine, there's negativity ruling over there. Right, when people want to do things that aren't proper, they do them in the cover of darkness. Negativity is always connected to darkness. Light is clarity, right? We say that I had an idea, a light bulb went off my head. I was enlightened. Light is clarity. The Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clarity. Darkness, murkiness leads to negativity, leads to confusion, leads to chait. A place where light can't go is a place of negativity. The main life force of a person is coming from the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the life of their soul. As we say, that with the light of the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Torah Schaim. Avas Chesed gives us a living Torah, gives us a love of loving kindness, and to give and to pour out kindness upon others and to receive the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are times where a Jew learns and davens and engages in good deeds. But even though they're osik in Torah, and even though they're doing good things, and even though they're davening and learning, it doesn't matter. They feel like they're in darkness. When we're doing things by rote, or doing things because we know it's the right thing, but we don't feel it. We feel closed off. And a person or a nation that walks in darkness, they don't see the light. And that's the purpose of the shofar, is to get us out of that. To get us out of the routinity. To get us out of the feelings of distance. To help bring us back from the fall that we experience every year on Tisha B'Av. And we try to rebuild during Elul. And we try to go into Rosh Hashanah. How do I get past that Timtum Halev that allowed me not to be part of that generation which rebuilt the Beit HaMikdash? That allowed me to sin, that allowed me to feel distant, that closed me off? How do I get past that? How do I get past that? The shofar helps to open us up. The shofar is coming to break down that wall. V'zeu tafkid kol ha-shofar, l'shaber et kol ha-mechitzot, to break down all of the dividers, ha-miskarim, ha-sogrim, al-yehudi, shelo yir'u be'oro yiparach, which are covering up, which are locking in for a Jew, any way of seeing Or Hashem, u'la'agia l'tachlit Hashem be'or panecha yalecho, and to reach a place where they're able to see the Or Pnei Hashem that they're walking in. The goal of what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah, the whole essence of what Rosh Hashanah is to be Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Malach Bilo Am Kiviyachol. There's no king without a kingdom. There's no king without subjects. We're bringing ourselves to a place where we're actively and openly accepting upon ourselves the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what it means to actually have HaKadosh Baruch Hu be our Melech, it's not just to accept the mitzvot. It's not just the Ol HaMitzvot. It means letting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Or Hashem, Pnei Hashem, Malchut Shamayim, permeate every fiber of my being, and to let myself be a chariot, let myself be a vessel for all Malchut Shamayim in this world. But we need to open up. We need to open up the gates. We need to open up the entrances. We need to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu in. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the gift of the shofar, which allows us to open up. It's that siren, it's the cry that shakes us if we want to be shaken, that wakes us up if we want to be woken up, that opens us up if we're pulling on the door, to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our hearts, into our minds, into our lives, into our souls, to be able to be a nation that holds a Kadosh Baruch Hu within us, that reveals Kvod Shemayim in the world, that is a nation that allows a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Malokal Arts Kvodo, to show that a Kadosh Baruch Hu permeates the whole world. Because we are the embodiment of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. In my own personal life, and in the world at large. So Rav Hashem, we should all be Zilcha, and this Rosh Hashanah, to be able to really, really open up. To open up the mind and the heart, to really be able to see our Hashem, to hear the sound of the shofar, to let a Kadosh Baruch Hu in, and through that to begin to work toward getting through Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, to be able to start to work toward getting through the Beit HaMikdash, through the Kodesh, and into the Kodesh HaKadashim of Yom Kippur, to experience that Yichud with a Kadosh Baruch Hu that can only be experienced in that depth of relationship of an openness of heart, from a father to a son, in that case, ben ish l'isha, from a husband and a wife, from one lover to another, in that yichud with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur, Bezrat Hashem.